And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is overcoming setbacks. Each of my guests is explaining how we can overcome setbacks, either as a country, individually, or in our finances. My next guest is a remarkable woman who will share her secrets to overcoming the odds to achieve what you want. She overcame total paralysis from a devastating double brainstem stroke, and she'll teach us how she was paralyzed but not powerless from her book of the same name. And if you want to join the conversation or even ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. And you want to use that number because we have a giveaway for two sandwiches or two salads from Urbane Cafe just in time for lunch. Two locations to serve you, one here in Ventura on Telephone Road in the Barnes & Noble Plaza. The other is in Oxnard at the intersection of Rose and Gonzalez. I'll give that away to the fourth caller at 639-0008. Call in and win. You don't have to go on the radio just to win the prize. My next guest, Kate Adamson, survived a 1 in a million odds, overcoming total paralysis from a devastating double brainstem stroke, the stroke that left her in a condition that's called locked in. She was totally and completely paralyzed. She could not move a finger or a toe. She couldn't swallow. She couldn't talk or even move anything but her eyes. That was the only way that she could communicate, was by blinking out signals. Kate could only think and blink. Those were the two things that she could do. And with that, she began to create miracles. Not only did she survive, but she used her spirit to overcome her illness and learned how to accomplish more just in the past few years than most people accomplish in a lifetime. Kate is a member of the USC Division of Brain Kinesthesiology and Physical Therapy Board on counselors. She's a board member of the Stroke Association for California. She's been the national spokesperson for the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and United Way. And as I said, her latest book is titled Paralyzed But Not Powerless. Welcome to the show, Kate. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for being our guest. What a remarkable story. And your story really does connect the fragility of life with the power of the human spirit to overcome obstacles. So I commend you on what you've been able to accomplish overcoming paralysis. And your recovery is a remarkable testimony to your ability to set your mind to overcome an obstacle. But few of us have to overcome obstacles as daunting as the ones that you've overcome. So what would you say to someone who says, well, that was Kate, she's either stronger or stronger willed than I am? What would you say to that?
I think when one is put in that position, then you're really tested. Because I didn't know the kind of strength I had until I actually had to go through this. And I think there's so many people that overcome adversity and come out the other side of it a stronger person.
So
we can learn so much from people who go through all kinds of adversity.
Well, that Kate, I mean, in and of itself, so you didn't even know you had this sort of strength of will or will of character to do this until you were put into the position where you had to overcome paralysis.
Absolutely, because my life was very fear-driven, and it was, you know, when it got too hot in the kitchen, I was out of there. So when this happened, the only place I could run was to myself and to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, I did a lot of praying.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. But, I mean, something within you, you mustered up, you gathered the strength to be able to do this. So to tell us, I mean, tell us a little bit about what went on in your mind and how you worked your way through this. This is a phenomenal story.
It is, and the power of the human spirit is amazing. One of the things that I do share with a lot of people that contact me around the world because of my story, for me, it was about taking it one day at a time. I knew my past, but that was gone, and I couldn't look into the future because I didn't know what the future was going to hold. So I literally had to take it moment by moment and day by day. And that's very, very tough to do when you're in that position and you're lying there. You're completely paralyzed. You can't move anything. Until I was eventually able to blink my eyes. So what I did was focus on what it was that I could do. No matter how small, no matter how insignificant it seemed, that was what I decided I need to put my focus on.
So focusing on what you could do, Kate, I mean, that's a great mantra for life in general. I think that is great. But even so, how did you overcome what I can do versus what I used to be able to do? In other words, you used to be able to walk, you used to be able to talk, you used to be able to do all kinds of things, and then you're just left with blinking. So how did you prevent, you know, thinking, gosh, my life was so much better when, and thinking like that?
Well, exactly, because it's not to say that I didn't think about all of those things. I would allow myself to have those pity parties, but then it was turning that around to think about what I could do. And if I could just move my finger, and even if it was squeezing my butt muscles, because, Bill, I was the type of person, and I think I had two things going for me. I had youth on my side, and the fact that I had been incredibly physically fit. So I was used to working out in a gym, and I tried to look at it like I was working out all the time. But every time that fear would creep in, I would try to turn that around to faith and believing that I was going to get better. And I think one of the scariest things for me in this position was that nobody could tell me what the outcome was going to be. So I had the fear of the unknown.
Yeah, and that's something that we all fear more than anything else. My guest is Kate Adamson, a remarkable lady. Her book is Paralyzed But Not Powerless, Kate's Journey Revisited. And Kate, as I'm going through your book, the thing that struck me was that you had a look at the medical profession and the medical community from a different perspective, and that is the patient's perspective. Now, Obamacare has just been enacted. So from your perspective, rate the medical community during your ordeal. And talk to us about how patients need to speak up for their own rights, and we'll talk further about the rights of disabled people. But from your perspective, rate the community during your ordeal and how patients need to speak up for their own rights.
And, of course, it's not the same as it was then. You have to become your own advocate of your own health. And so I think it's really important that we take care of ourselves and the workout, because you don't know what's going to happen to you or if you will find yourself in the same position that I found myself in. And I also have to mention, Bill, that I had a strong advocate. You have to have somebody who's going to step up and plate for you and be that person, be that voice for you when you can't speak for yourself.
And that is important. Did you have a living will at the time to know what the directives were? Okay, so you did not.
No, I didn't. And, of course, with my husband being an attorney, I knew that he would be on top of everything. If anyone was going to have a stroke, we would have thought it was him, because he's not the fitness person like I am and didn't work out like I did, and he tends to be a little bit overweight. So, it was a shock. It was a shock to the community.
Oh, I can only imagine, yeah.
Kate, at such a young age, had suffered a stroke, and with these two, with an 18-month-old and a 3-year-old, and, it put our whole lives in turmoil. So as a patient, it's important to be able to get the best health care possible. And it wasn't easy. It was having a husband who was going to fight for me. And as we speak, we do get contacted a lot from people who find themselves in the same situation. And one of the things that my husband will tell people, remember, it's the squeaky wheel that gets greased.
You have
to put those boxing gloves on and go to fight. That's what it is.
And that is important. Do you think without your husband's advocacy on your part that the medical community would have responded the way that you did and you would have had the same chance of success that you've achieved?
No, I don't. And not to say, well, then, Kate had a husband who's an attorney, and not everybody has that opportunity. I love the fact with the book, Paralyzed But Not Powerless, it's not only about my story and when I was trapped in my body and taking you on that journey, but you have my husband with his comments, a view from the other side of the bed, and taking you through that medical maze and the kinds of questions that you need to be asking the medical team, so that, he's actually giving you a lot of legal advice in there as well. And you also have one of the leading neurologists giving his commentary throughout the book. And people have to realize that the kind of stroke that I had, one does not come out of. I had less than a 1 in a million chance to survive.
Incredible.
So,
incredible.
It is amazing. And when the doctor told my husband that, Stephen jumped up and he hugged the doctor and said, she's going to be that one. So in terms of my husband being a strong advocate, he never lost hope that I would have a miracle because, you know, the doctor had a lot of patients to see. But my husband had one patient that he was, he closed down his law practice and devoted everything he could. He made sure he was at the hospital early in the morning for the rounds to make sure he got to talk to the doctors. So it is very, very important to have the support with your family fighting there so that we can have a good outcome, and that's exactly what happened in this situation.
My guest is Kate Adamson. Kate, now you speak on behalf of the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, et cetera. For my listeners out there, give us the warning signs of stroke, and are we more or less susceptible to stroke because of our modern lifestyle, do you think?
I think that plays a big part in it, and, you know, after the age of 50, every decade your chances increase of having a stroke. But a lot of people in their 30s are having it, and I think a lot of it is due to the stress in our lives, not taking care of our bodies. There are some warning signs, and of course, family history plays a big part, so it pays to know your family history. Knowing the warning signs of stroke, if you can know that, and if somebody can see that around you and get you to the hospital within the first 3 hours of the onset, then they can administer the TPA drug that can reverse a lot of the damage. But you have the sudden weakness, the numbness on the face, the arm, the leg, or one side of the body. You've got sudden dimness, loss of vision, particularly in one eye, loss of speech, trouble talking or understanding, sudden severe headaches with no apparent cause, and then you have the unexplained dizziness, sudden fall. So any of those symptoms, and they can last from 5 minutes to 24 hours, but it's something that you don't want to ignore. And I am sure a lot of people may have seen the FAST, the F-A-S-T, standing for, meaning to get to the hospital quickly. But the F is for the face and the A for the arms and the S for the speech and the T is for time because time is very, very critical. So it can happen to anyone at any time. And I think people need to be aware and listen to their body and know what's going on.
That is good advice, and I love the acronym that you just gave us as well. My guest is Kate Adamson, author of the book Paralyzed But Not Powerless, Kate's Journey Revisited. And Kate, you've become something of an advocate for disabled people everywhere. You know, what should we, the able-bodied, know about disabled people wanting to assimilate back into normal life?
Well, they're still people. And I'm still me on the inside, and maybe packaged a little bit differently on the outside because I have no use of my left arm. I walk with a considerable limp and wear a brace on my leg. And so you can tell I have a disability. But there's still people inside, and we still want to be treated the same with the same respect and courtesy. I think it's interesting, you know, having a disability and raising the children over the years here, when my kids have been around other little kids, they always ask the most direct questions, you know, why does your mom walk like that?
Sure.
And kids are just honest, but it has been a learning experience for myself. I do a lot of speaking within the corporate world as well, because talking about paralysis and where people get stuck and aren't able to move forward in their lives, and it all comes back to focusing on what it is that you can do and not focusing on what you cannot do.
All right, well, that's good. Now, Kate, let's talk about it from a business perspective, because many of my listeners are out there are either at work or in business for themselves. They own their own business. So what do business owners need to recognize about the contributions of disabled workers? How can employers become more disabled-friendly, I guess, when recruiting and hiring new employees?
Well, disabled people are very resourceful and creative, and they've had to learn to go around, go over, go under and challenges, and yeah, we may do things a little bit differently, maybe a little bit time, but you're going to end up with somebody who has that persistence and perseverance to keep going. And look, Bill, it would be easy for me to say, oh, I don't feel like doing it today, I don't want to get out of bed. You think of every excuse why I should stay in bed, but you You know, it's all about in life we have those choices, and we can either have a good day or we can have a bad day.
And you choose every day to have a good day. My guest is Kate Adamson, author of the book Paralyzed But Not Powerless. So, Kate, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Paralyzed But Not Powerless?
Well, certainly a very inspiring story, and there's a lot of life lessons in it that they can apply in their own life. And I think that when people read the book, it's an easy read. They're going to look at look, my life may not seem as hard as I think it is. You know, when you look at someone else who's gone through this traumatic experience in their life and they're still not 100% back, but a lot of it comes down to my attitude.
And having the right attitude is critical. My guest has been Kate Adamson. Kate, you're a remarkable person, a remarkable story. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, definitely go to kateadamson.com, and that will take you to my website. And I'm really excited, Bill, because I actually stay tuned because I do have my website is being redone right now. I'll be having some short videos that will be going up, and so people will be able to see some of the things that I do on a daily basis. Just to be able to get through the day that takes me twice as long as the average person. But it comes back to that attitude of gratitude and just getting up and getting going and focusing on what it is that I can do. And in business, we fail forward to success.
That's right.
Coming back to one day at a time. I'll never forget, I was in Daniel Freeman, a Catholic hospital, and the sister would visit the patients, and she brought me this little poem one day, and it was about keeping everything one day at a time and not focusing on the past because it is gone and not looking at the future because it is yet to come. And I think a lot of people dwell on yesterday.
And your book certainly teaches us we have to live in the moment. My guest has been Kate Adamson. Kate, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your vision, and so forth, and for the remarkable recovery that you've had. We'll be talking to you down the road.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate. Take care.